The resources that I had was having to move back home with my mom, not having to pay a lot on rent, being able to save my money, pay off debt. I had resources of my own.
Welcome to the Live Well, Be Bold podcast, a podcast on personal growth and self-expression. I'm your host, Carla Gregg, and I'm here to empower you to make bold moves in order to live a meaningful, fulfilled, purpose-driven life. In each podcast episode, I'll share courageous stories, plus give insight on how to live well and be bold so you can become better than you were yesterday.
We are all just working with the resources that we have available. I am currently recording in my closet, and I wanted to start this podcast with those words because that is what this entire episode is going to be about. So, welcome. If this is your first time listening, I'm super happy to have you here. And if you are a OG, thanks again for supporting this podcast. Welcome to another episode of Live Well, Be Bold. So I am recording in my closet. It's been about a year and a half since I started this podcast, and I have not invested in a fancy mic. I told myself that I would treat myself to a fancy mic until I hit 1,000 listens on the podcast, and I have. So I'm super excited about that. And now it's going to take, now I'm going to have to buy that fancy mic. So I'm looking forward to shopping around. If you guys have suggestions, I welcome them. But I really just want to talk about resources and how a lot of the times people put pressure on themselves trying to have what A, B, or C person has and comparing their lives with other people, when in reality, you have to look at what do I have? What can I make happen with the resources that I have? So not too long ago, I was listening to a Gary Vee podcast, and someone who was like 23 years old asked him, Gary Vee is an entrepreneur, a well-known entrepreneur, "Hey Gary, I have all these dreams and I feel like I'm not accomplishing all these things. I'm only 23. I just wish my life was better." And he said, "First off, you have to be patient. You're only 23, but what, who are you comparing yourself to?" And it came down that she was comparing herself to the Kardashians. Now, the Kardashians have built an empire. They have worked hard for what they have. However, they had things set up for them in terms of, you know, they had a mom who had already done business for a few years. They had the framework, they had the resources. They were steps ahead of this 23-year-old girl who was figuring out her life and having to find those resources on her own, having to work multiple jobs to be able to accomplish your dreams. And so I want to talk about that on this podcast, what it means to live out your purpose and fund your purpose. So about a year ago, right in the beginning of 2020, I had to take on a part-time job. I remember feeling super excited to take on this part-time job because I no longer had the pressure of having to find all these clients. I was just starting my business coaching program, Brand with Purpose. That's a plug-in if you guys want to work one-on-one with me. So I was just starting my one-on-one private coaching program to help people build their personal brand. And I had not had the best success at finding social media strategy clients. So I had to find ways to fund my purpose of helping people with their stories and showing up as themselves and really truly digging into their core values and vision to really build the life that they want. And so I was like, okay, I want to help other people, but I can't even help myself right now. Like, how can I be a coach and help other people if I don't even got money to pay my bills? So I had to figure out, you know, what other options I had if I wanted to make this coaching business sustainable. And thankfully, you know, I landed coaching clients and that was great, but I was new and I was learning and I knew that I needed to make extra income. I knew that I needed multiple levels of income streams, multiple income streams. Did I say that right? So I could survive. And also so I could fund what I needed to fund. And I was traveling a lot during that time. So I ended up getting a part-time job. It was at a marketing nonprofit. And then marketing position at a nonprofit. And then I was also doing Lyft driving. And that actually made me more confident. I wasn't feeling, oh my God, I'm not living out my purpose. I'm a failure at business because I have to take on two part-time jobs. Like, I'm not doing it good enough. There must be something wrong with my business, with my services, with me as a person. I let that negative thinking out the window. And I said, I'm doing this because I need a mental break. I literally was trying to figure out this coaching world. And at the time, I had a business coach. And so I wanted to go all in. She was teaching me how to do sales. She was teaching me how to structure my my coaching program. So I really wanted to dive into researching and studying and really putting time into my business. And I couldn't do that if I was taking on 100 different clients and trying to run a full-time business. So I wanted to allow myself a break from the hustle and just get a part-time job that was not about what I wanted to do. It was, Lyft driving really helped me to keep my mind off of social media content. And then later, of course, I got that marketing part-time job. And shortly after, I was able to go back into my business full-time. And that was amazing. But I did have to put the BS aside. The BS meaning what I think people would say if I would take on a part-time job. Oh, Carla is not successful in her business. That's why she has to take on a part-time job. I could have taken these negative thoughts and gone and just like not made it in my business. I would have gone bankrupt, basically, you know? And so, well, not bankrupt, but you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have been making money because I would have cared so much about, oh, people are going to think this, that I'm not surviving, that I don't know how to run a business, and that's why I have to take on a part-time job. And then there's all these other thoughts of, you know, I'm doing something wrong in my business because why can Betty start a part-time, have her full-time business? I remember when I was comparing myself to so many people, I came across someone who I thought, wow, they have it all together. Shortly did I realize that they were able to go fully into their business because their family was funding everything from their LLC to their like lawyer to the program that they wanted to paying for their business coach. They were fully funding them. They had that privilege and it was great for them, but that wasn't my story. Those weren't the resources that I had. The resources that I had was having to move back home with my mom, not having to pay a lot on rent, being able to save my money, pay off debt. I had resources of my own. They weren't the same as Betty's or John's or whatever, right? But they were the resources that I had available to me. And so I want to remind you guys that if you need to take on a full-time job, a part-time job to fund an extra side of income to fund whatever it is you're trying to build, it is important that you focus on yourself. And that's the only way you're going to become the best version of yourself. Because remember, guys, Live Well, Be Bold is all about living your most healthiest life when it comes mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, trying to better your mind and yourself, living well. That's what I believe living well means. And being bold, saying, hey, I'm going to take this risk. It could be going full-time into my business. Hey, if you can do that, if you have the resources to do that and the time to do that and the support system to do that, go all in, right? If you're starting a company, if you're becoming a singer full-time, if you're starting a YouTube channel, whatever it is you're doing. And, you know, if you can't go full force, it's okay to take on a part-time job. It's okay to take on a full-time job. And I feel like being an entrepreneur, in the last 2.5 years, when I started this podcast, you know, I wanted it to be all about just personal brand and growth within myself. But I've been able in the last year to build my life and my business to be well balanced. I am living out my purpose with this podcast, with my business, with my life. It all makes sense. But because I didn't put so much pressure on myself to go full force on my business and not get that part-time job that I needed or not take other side gigs that I needed. And there were moments that I wanted to take on a full-time job. I mean, up until 2 months ago, I remember having so many job opportunities. It all started with a company reaching out to me on LinkedIn and saying, hey, would you want to go full time with us? We really, you know, we're looking for someone like you. Would you want to hop on an interview? And I was like, you know what? Yeah, why not? You know? And then I realized how much I could make with a startup company. And so I started applying to more and getting opportunities. And thankfully right now I'm full-time in my business. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I still do freelancing and it's funding my purpose and my coaching business. And I've been able to work one-on-one with people, but at the same time, it's a lot of work. And I celebrate that. I celebrate the fact that I'm doing it, that I'm working with the resources that I have, that I'm sacrificing any way that I can, that I'm taking chances and risks, that I'm doing what I can do, and that is good enough. So I want you guys, regardless if you're starting a business, or it could be maybe you're listening to this podcast and you don't have a business, you're not like me, you're just someone who has a full-time job, loves their full-time job, but wants to do something for themselves, and somebody's telling them, oh, you can't, or you're gonna do too much. You know, I just want to remind you guys that it is possible to do what you love. So that's just a side note. I do want to keep it to the whole point of finding your purpose and not being afraid to do that, even if it is taking on 4 jobs. And even when I tell that to myself, I hear these other voices in my head from coaches being like, well, you shouldn't be taking on 6 clients. Let me teach you how to only do, you know, to only work with one person and make millions of dollars. Like, I can't believe you're taking on 6 clients. What kind of hustle is that? You know, it is all of our journey. And I just want to be the advocate as a coach, as a strategist, as a creator, that, you know, our journey is going to look different from everyone else's. And I want us to have a healthy mindset around that, that when you see someone who started maybe later than you, but is ahead of you, think of that, hey, maybe they don't have a kid or a second job or a family or debt, you know, like they have other things that got them ahead. And I know that sometimes sucks. And, you know, we're human and we're going to think like, oh, I wish I was there. But it's not our story. It is not our journey. And I think the more we start embracing who we are, what we can do, how we're doing it, and just celebrate that, like, you're going to live such a happy life. So here I am in my closet recording this podcast because I don't have a fancy mic. I don't have my own apartment. It's a noisy house that I live in. I'm sitting on top of my clothes in my closet, feeling a little claustrophobic, but I'm showing up and I'm working with what I have. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And if you have any suggestions on something that you want me to talk about, I know I also show up a lot on Instagram and Instagram stories, and I'm always constantly starting conversations there with you guys. But I still want this podcast to be about sharing courageous stories and being bold and being like, hey, this is my reality and that's okay. I'm being bold sharing it. So yeah, can't wait to see what you guys send over. I do read your messages from Live Well, Be Bold on Instagram. And so you can follow me on there, or you can follow me at Carla Gregg to stay up today on when I will be uploading the next podcast, which is the 1st and the 15th of every month. All right. Have a great day.